Have you ever noticed how some people seem to navigate life with effortless grace while others struggle through each day? Richard Templer certainly did. Through decades of people watching, he identified distinct patterns that separate those who've mastered the art of living from those still figuring it out. His international bestseller, The Rules of Life, has sold over 1 million copies and been translated into 20 languages, resonating with readers seeking practical wisdom without New Age fluff. What makes this book particularly compelling is that it doesn't promise wealth or fame. Instead, it offers something far more valuable, a roadmap to feeling good about yourself, positively affecting others, and making a meaningful difference in the world. Even celebrities like Oprah Winfrey have praised its straightforward approach to life's complexities. In a world of complicated self-help systems, Templer's rules stand out for their refreshing simplicity and immediate applicability. The journey toward a fulfilling life begins with understanding yourself and establishing personal standards. These aren't rigid commandments, but flexible guidelines that help you face each day with confidence and purpose. The most successful people have mastered these fundamental rules, creating a solid foundation upon which everything else is built. First, keep your personal growth journey private. There's something counterproductive about announcing to everyone that you're becoming a rules player. When you broadcast your intentions, you often create resistance in others and unnecessary pressure on yourself. Instead, simply implement positive changes quietly. People will notice the difference in you naturally, without explanation. It's like when someone asks how you are. They typically want to hear fine rather than a detailed account of your self-improvement journey. Aging doesn't automatically bring wisdom. We simply make different mistakes as we grow older. The true wisdom comes not from avoiding mistakes altogether, impossible, but from learning how to recover from them with dignity. Think about it. As we explore new territories in life, we create more opportunities for new types of mistakes. The good news? If you make plenty of mistakes early, you'll have fewer new ones to learn from later. This perspective also helps you be more forgiving toward others who are stumbling through their own learning curves. Acceptance forms another cornerstone of personal growth. We must accept what's done is done. There's no going back, only forward. Many people waste precious energy on resentment and regret about past wrongs, but this changes nothing. Similarly, we must accept ourselves with all our emotional complexities and imperfections. This isn't about complacency, but acknowledging our starting point before building something better. None of us can be perfect. We can only choose to strive for improvement each day, while accepting that sometimes we'll fall short. Knowing what truly matters in life separates those who thrive from those who merely survive. Being present, kind, and considerate counts. Getting through each day without hurting anyone counts. Having the latest technology doesn't. Doing something useful with your life counts. Shopping because you're bored doesn't. This lucid living, being fully awake to your life's purpose, requires focusing on what's genuinely important and making changes accordingly. To truly know what counts in your life, you need a deeper understanding of what you're dedicating your existence to. There's no universal right answer, but having an answer matters tremendously. This doesn't need to be grand or public. It can be as simple as to make people happy or to help others overcome difficult pasts. Some find purpose in creative expression, others in scientific discovery, and still others in raising children or building communities. This internal mission statement serves as a yardstick for measuring what you're doing and where you're going, helping you make decisions both big and small with greater clarity and conviction. Flexibility in thinking proves essential for navigating life's inevitable challenges. Once your thinking becomes rigid and you believe you have all the answers, you've lost the battle. Think of life as mental martial arts, where you must duck, weave, and flow rather than standing rigid. Just as a bamboo reed survives storms by bending while mighty oaks may break, mental flexibility allows us to adapt and thrive. We all develop patterns and preferences, but cutting ourselves off from other possibilities makes us boring and brittle. This means being open to changing your mind when presented with new evidence, considering alternative viewpoints seriously, and approaching problems from multiple angles. View each day as an adventure and opportunity to expand your horizons. Successful people don't get trapped in the minutiae of their own lives. They take genuine interest in the outside world, current events, music, fashion, science, movies, food, staying informed about what's happening both locally and globally. This isn't about owning the latest everything, but understanding what's changing and what's new. Read diverse sources, engage with different cultures, and seek out novel experiences. The benefits? You become more interesting as a person, develop better conversation skills, make unexpected connections, and it keeps you mentally young. The happiest, most well-balanced individuals are those connected to something larger than themselves, whether through community involvement, spiritual practice, or intellectual pursuit. Every day presents countless choices between taking the side of angels or beasts, between actions that elevate humanity and those that diminish it. Each action affects our family, those around us, society, and the world, either positively or detrimentally. We often find ourselves torn between personal satisfaction and magnanimity, but consciously choosing the angel side brings us closer to the contentment we seek. This might mean choosing patience over anger, generosity over greed, or understanding over judgment. You must establish your own parameters for what constitutes angelic or beastly behavior. Is it hurting or helping? Are you part of the problem or solution? Will things improve or worsen by your actions? Consider both immediate consequences and long-term ripple effects of your choices. Life is meant to be difficult, and thank goodness for that. Without challenges, we wouldn't be tested, forged in fire, or have opportunities to grow, learn, and change. Only dead fish swim with the stream. The rest of us face uphill, upstream struggles against waterfalls, weirs, and torrents. Each struggle makes us stronger, fitter, leaner, and ultimately happier. There's a reason many men die shortly after retirement. They've stopped swimming against the current. View each setback as a chance to improve, and remember that whatever situation you're in now, it's going to change. When facing conflicts, be the last to raise your voice. Shouting signals lost control and lost arguments. Even for those raised in families where shouting was normal, it rarely helps any situation. People who use anger manipulatively are employing emotional blackmail. You can be assertive with them, but don't shout back. Calm people get trusted, relied upon, looked up to, and given responsibility. Make it your goal to be known as someone incredibly composed, no matter what's happening. Learning to trust your intuition, that quiet inner voice, can transform your decision-making. With practice, this voice becomes more than just post-mistake regret. It guides you before you act. Try running decisions past your inner self and see what reaction you get. This isn't about predicting external events like horse races. It's about understanding your own behavior and making important choices. The intuitive voice is quieter than your chattering mind, more a feeling or gut instinct. But if you listen carefully, the answers are already there. When something doesn't work out, remember, it's okay to give up. Sometimes persistence isn't admirable, like those who fail their driving test 35 times yet keep trying. True courage means recognizing when something isn't working and changing course. Quitting is giving up because you don't want to put in effort. Giving up is acknowledging when you've taken a wrong turn. Rules players don't quit from laziness, but they do know when they're beat. Time is precious, so don't waste it struggling with things beyond your control. Successful people focus their energy on areas where they can make a difference, whether that's their immediate family, workplace, or local community. This doesn't mean stop caring about the world's problems, but recognize your sphere of influence and work within it effectively. For instance, you might not be able to solve global warming single-handedly, but you can reduce your carbon footprint and influence those around you. Often, the only person we can truly change is ourselves, which is actually a wonderful opportunity. By changing ourselves first and letting that influence spread outward naturally through example and authentic leadership, we achieve guaranteed results without wasting energy preaching to those who won't listen. While aiming to be your best at everything you do, accept that you'll sometimes fail. Nobody's perfect, and perfect people are insufferable anyway. Consider how a perfectly smooth pearl would be both unnatural and less valuable than one with subtle variations in its surface. Like gemstones, our flaws and imperfections give us character and prove we're genuine. A diamond's inclusions make it unique and authentic, just as our personal quirks and learned lessons shape who we are. You are the sum of everything that's happened in your life, successes and failures, achievements and mistakes, moments of brilliance and embarrassing missteps. Without the imperfect bits, you wouldn't be you, and your journey wouldn't be authentic. Don't be afraid to dream big, but when taking risks, check the depth before you jump. Being a risk taker is admirable, but look ahead first, not for excuses to stay safe, but to understand what you're jumping into. Smart entrepreneurs, for example, don't just launch businesses blindly. They research markets, prepare business plans, and secure resources while maintaining their bold vision. The happiest people take calculated risks. They look before leaping, not to find reasons to stay put, but to prepare for the adventure ahead. They gather information, develop contingency plans, and then move forward with confidence. The past and future can both become traps if we dwell in them too long. Whatever happened is gone. You can't change it, whether it's last year's missed opportunity or yesterday's embarrassing moment. Whether your past was awful or wonderful, you must leave it behind to live in the present. Similarly, living in the moment doesn't mean abandoning responsibilities. It means appreciating being alive now rather than projecting all happiness into some future state where everything will supposedly be perfect. Practice mindfulness in daily activities, whether you're enjoying a meal, having a conversation, or working on a project. The present you is real. The future one isn't yet born and may never happen exactly as imagined. Focus on making the most of now while planning sensibly for tomorrow. Life keeps accelerating, never slowing down even as we age. To make the most of it, treat it like any important project. Set targets, make plans, and take action. Without goals and direction, days blur together and you find yourself adrift. This doesn't mean sacrificing spontaneity. Life remains challenging, rewarding, exciting, and unexpected. But giving it thought makes it easier for good things to happen than just drifting aimlessly. Consistency in following whatever rules you choose to live by makes life easier for everyone around you. Erratic or moody people are difficult to live with, keeping others on edge. Your ideas and enthusiasms can be wonderfully unpredictable, but your behavior toward others should be reliable. You can make people's lives richer and easier, or darker and more exhausting. Today is the only day with any reality to it, so treat it as important by dressing well. This isn't about formal attire, but about conscious choice, looking good because it matters. When you dress smartly and with care, people react differently to you, creating an upward spiral of positive interactions. Taking a conscious approach to your appearance boosts self-esteem and energy. Having a belief system sustains you through difficult times. Your belief system is your understanding of what the world is about, what happens after death, who or what you turn to when in trouble. The specific belief doesn't matter as much as having one that provides comfort and answers your questions about life. It should be personal. You don't need to prove it to anyone, justify it, or convert others. Carve out 10-30 minutes daily devoted entirely to yourself, not for reading, bathing, or even meditating, but for doing absolutely nothing. Just sit and breathe. This pure, simple time allows you to regenerate and recharge. Keep it bare and uncomplicated. Adding coffee makes it a coffee break. Music makes it a music break. This space should be solely for you to appreciate being alive. Every relationship requires understanding and acceptance of differences. Men and women have differences, but we have more in common than what separates us. A relationship is like a team where different talents and skills combine to achieve success. Much like a sports team needs both offensive and defensive players. Rather than fighting differences, see them as special talents that make your team function better. One partner might excel at planning and organization, while the other brings spontaneity and creativity. By combining shared talents and celebrating commonalities while respecting differences, you'll go further together than pulling in opposite directions. We often fall in love with someone for their independence and strength, then immediately try to change them. Before meeting us, they managed fine on their own, yet we start giving advice, restricting choices, and limiting their freedom. This pattern appears in subtle ways, suggesting different clothes, critiquing their friends, or questioning their hobbies. When relationships lose their sparkle, you often find two people locked in mistrust and constant encroachment. Step back and remember what attracted you initially. Was it their confidence, their passion for life, their unique perspective? Encourage them to rediscover their energy outside the relationship's coziness. Successful relationships include independence, two people spending time apart to bring something fresh back, whether through separate hobbies, friendships, or career pursuits. In daily life, it's easy to take partners for granted, forgetting basic courtesies we extend to strangers. Return to being respectful and tactful. Say please and thank you. Be thoughtful. Give unexpected gifts. Ask interested questions about their day. Notice the small things, their new haircut, their accomplishments at work, their efforts around the house. Be solicitous of their health, welfare, dreams, and interests. We often reserve our best attention for colleagues while neglecting partners, checking phones during conversations or half listening to their stories. Yet they should be treated better than anyone else if they're truly the most important person in our world. When arguing with a partner, be the first to apologize, regardless of who started it or who's right. Rules players take pride in being first because they're secure enough that saying sorry doesn't threaten their dignity or self-respect. We apologize because we're sorry to have become embroiled in an argument at all, recognizing that the relationship matters more than winning the dispute. Apologizing first shows you're noble, kind, generous in spirit, and mature. It also breaks the cycle of tension and allows both partners to move forward without keeping score. Remember that in long-term relationships, there's no such thing as winning an argument if it means losing connection with your partner. Consider implementing regular check-ins with your partner, perhaps weekly conversations about your relationship's state, sharing appreciations, and discussing any concerns before they become major issues. This proactive approach helps maintain emotional intimacy and prevent small misunderstandings from growing into significant problems. Children need freedom to make mistakes. I was given immense freedom to screw up spectacularly and learned quickly what worked. We all must make mistakes, better while young when we have resilience to bounce back. Parenting is 75% making it up as you go. Though it's hard to watch our children make bad choices, they must learn by getting it wrong. They can't learn life from books or lectures, only by getting their fingers burnt. Your job is to stand by with the bandage, antiseptic, and a comforting kiss. There are no bad children, only children who do bad things. No matter how naughty children are, they remain intrinsically good. Their bad behavior is simply them exploring boundaries and learning what's acceptable. Similarly, there are no clumsy, stupid, spiteful, or selfish children, only clumsy, stupid, spiteful, or selfish actions. Children don't know better. It's our job to teach them. Telling a child you are bad sets up something difficult to overcome. Better to say you've done a naughty thing, something they can address and improve. When your teenager becomes moody, sullen, and embarrassed by you, don't blame yourself. It's necessary. Children must fall out with parents to leave home. If they loved you too much, they couldn't break free. They need to reject you to establish independence, to drink too much, have sex, and use grown-up swear words. They need to break the chains and run free. How can they do that while still in awe of you? They must temporarily distance themselves before they can return as something more than just your child. None of us is truly pure in our ancestry. Trace anyone's history and you'll find diverse communities and ethnic groupings. We're all from the same melting pot. Half of all Europeans apparently carry a lineage traceable to Genghis Khan from Mongolia. The differences between us are superficial. We may wear different clothes, speak different languages, and follow different customs, but we all fall in love, want connection, desire happiness and success, and fear aging and illness. When the veneer is wiped away, we're all the same, beautifully human. True happiness doesn't come from external sources. You bring it with you. When you buy something new or fall in love, that incredible feeling isn't built into the object or placed there by the other person. You carried that potential for joy within yourself all along. Similarly, when you're fired and feel devastated, that feeling wasn't in the termination papers. You brought it with you. People become addicted to new purchases or relationships because they crave that feeling, not realizing they already possess it. The secret to happiness lies not in external triggers, but in discovering how to access it from within yourself. Life, like a pizza, comes with both delicious toppings and ones you'd rather pick off. You can't have the good without accepting some bad. Whether it's a job with one difficult colleague, a partner who sulks after arguments, or a helpful but chatty neighbor, everything comes as a package. Parents who keep moving their child from school to school seeking perfection never find it, because nothing in life is perfect. The best things come with chewy dried tomatoes and olives. You can pick them off or swallow them quickly, but you must accept they're part of the deal if you want to enjoy the rest. Having someone genuinely happy to see you makes life worthwhile. Whether it's the unconditional excitement of dogs, the outstretched hands of children hoping for gifts, or even a neighbor who values your brief chats, these connections give us purpose and prevent self-absorption. We all need someone who needs us. Having someone pleased to see you gives meaning to your comings and goings, reminding you that you matter in this world. Sometimes you simply must walk away. Though we hate to fail or give up, wisdom lies in recognizing when something can't be won. If a relationship is truly over, don't keep digging it up to check for a pulse. When revenge tempts you, walking away shows you've risen above it. Letting go means exercising control rather than letting the situation control you. Your problems won't even warrant a footnote in the history of the universe. Creating space between yourself and your troubles gives perspective. Walking away isn't admitting defeat, it's choosing dignity and peace over futile struggle. Happiness isn't permanent, it's transient. Understanding this is actually the first step toward greater happiness. Once you stop expecting constant happiness, you become less unhappy when you aren't happy. While you can't avoid life's lows, you can weight your experiences toward the highs. Happiness is habit-forming. The more you train yourself to feel happy, the easier it becomes. Though it requires effort, the payoff makes it worthwhile. When you do something you excel at and can immerse yourself in, it generates confidence, self-esteem, enjoyment, passion, and positivity, all essential ingredients for happiness. Even in a job you don't love, doing it exceptionally well makes a tremendous difference to your happiness. Whether through work, hobbies, cooking, volunteering, or sports, find activities where you can lose yourself and feel a sense of achievement. When you're doing something well, you enter a therapeutic rhythm that creates one of life's most beguiling feelings. Beyond accepting yourself, true happiness requires actually liking yourself. This isn't about thinking you're flawless, it's about being comfortable in your own company and appreciating your qualities despite your imperfections. Start by finding specific aspects of yourself to like. Notice when you handle situations well. Consider which parts of yourself you'd keep if you could change anything. Listen when people compliment you instead of dismissing praise. As you practice noticing your positive attributes rather than focusing on shortcomings, you'll likely discover more likable qualities than you realized.